Educators across the country continue to look for solutions to the growing problem of bullying. Sometimes it can seem like a race against the clock, given how bullying can lead to tragedy. Last October, in Washoe County, Jose Reyes, the student at Sparks Middle School who shot and killed two people and injured two others, was bullied, according to a report from the Sparks Police. Washoe County District administrators recently decided to remove an anti-bullying video from schools. It's a 23-minute documentary-style video about bullying called Teen Truth. It comes with an accompanying book. Some of it is graphic. Here is a short piece of that film.
It was one of the worst experiences of my life. I started crying. It was bad. I would have loved to just hit her in the face. Make her feel stupid in front of everybody like she did to me.
Next.
Joining us now is the Director of Counseling at Washoe School District, Catherine Loudon. Ms. Loudon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We have a link at knprnews.org so people can learn more about Teen Truth. But briefly, if you would, describe what's in this 23-minute film.
It was a film that was brought into our district in 2006. And it's a film that talks about students who were making a film about violence, and they were talking about the way that people treat each other in schools, and that disrespect can lead to violent acts and had led to violent acts in other places around the country, including Columbine.
Yeah, now the film's got a very graphic dramatization of a school shooting with footage from Columbine. When you first saw this, how did you think students would respond to it?
Well, when this first came out in 2006, all around the country, people were using materials like every 15-minute programs, crystal methamphetamine programs, programs about suicide, and there was a lot of reality-based prevention. And our district has been moving away from that and moving toward more relationship competency-based things instead of these reality-based programs that often get the shock of kids.
Mm-hmm. Did parents know about the film and what was in it, at least when it was first out in 2006?
You know, that individual schools, some schools have copies of the video and other schools didn't have copies of the video, and parents are sent information home when their children watch that video.
What sorts of conversations has the Washoe District had about circumstances surrounding Jose Reyes, especially after the release of the Sparks Police report on the incident?
The district is studying the release of the Sparks Police report, including their comments about whether or not it was bullying and wasn't bullying, and trying to make sure that we're coming together and having materials that touch on disrespect and dishonoring kids and teach kids about relationship skills and self-management and those types of things.
The shooting itself was in October. How are the teachers and students at Sparks doing 8 months later?
You know, they're in recovery. There's a lot of different things that we've done to try to support them. There's additional counseling and school psychologists, as well as a trauma marriage and family therapist that's been there all year.
There is a pretty jolting moment in this video where a child says the next Columbine, and it seems as though with all school shootings, there's always either a reference back to Columbine or sometimes to Newtown, Connecticut. And I'm wondering, for a counseling director like you, what sorts of conversations are there with students about these tragedies, or is there instead a fear that those kinds of conversations could put ideas into the wrong minds?
Well, you know, our children live in a media-filled world, and they're seeing a lot of violence, as you've seen all around the country since even the Sparks Middle School incident. And unfortunately, it appears to be something that we're reading about on a continual basis. So our entire nation is looking at what's happening around this, and definitely talking to kids about reporting when they know what's going on, about reaching out to others, about looking at individuals who are not being included or who are victims of relational aggression, and trying to make sure that we're incorporating them and so that everyone has a place where they feel comfortable. We're looking at all of those things so that we can address it. But kids, as they watch the news, as they read the paper, as they listen to one another, they're seeing this as something that's happening nationally. and at a national level. So in my field and others, everyone is having conversations about this and about other reality-based programs, about social-emotional learning, about what types of things we can do to partner with parents to make sure that kids are able to work with each other. But we're also talking about mental health screening, and that's something that we really would like to see in our schools.
You had alluded to the idea of social and emotional learning, and I want to ask you about that in just a moment. But I guess to back up for just a second, why did you ultimately decide to pull the video Teen Truth from schools?
Well, our district had been changing. We received a grant 2 years ago and were selected as a district, one of very few around the country, to look at social emotional learning as a mechanism to try to prevent school violence. So a lot of our other materials, I think people think that, you know, we had Teen Truth, but we didn't have anything else. Well, Teen Truth was from 2006. It was one thing that wasn't shown in all schools, but it was in place like it was in other districts. But we had a lot of other things that we had in place, things like Steps for Respect and things like Second Step, which are model exemplary programs for anti-violence that are approved by the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. So we had other things that were in place. But what we wanted to do is, just like in a classroom, sometimes they are teaching about something related to history and there can be other things that they incorporate into the curriculum. We wanted to pull together and have a committee that reviews all materials and makes decisions as to consistency across the board. And so that's what we've been doing related to prevention and intervention.
Do you consider Teen Truth an appropriate movie or video to show kids?
You know, as I look at the video, it is not a video that I am wanting to move forward with our district.
Yeah, why not, if I can ask?
Well, you know, because I think that we want to make sure that kids are learning specific skills from the materials. And although the curriculum has a lot of wonderful skills that are in there, and there's a lot of kids talking and explaining a lot of things in the film that are important for kids, I think that we want to make sure that we are sensitive to students' thoughts and feelings around violence.
In Clark County, the superintendent here, Pat Skorkowski, has said that this same issue, bullying, is going to get a lot more attention, and he's trying to figure out, like most superintendents, how best to handle it. Is there a unique strategy for this issue that's being tried somewhere in the U.S. that we might all do well to study?
Well, one thing that would be really important for us to do is recognize that there isn't one strategy. When you look at prevention and intervention, you need to use multiple strategies over multiple sectors. So I spoke about early identification and referral. We need to make sure we have that. We need to have information dissemination. So we need to have things that go out to parents. Like, we have on our website a whole bunch of information about bullying, but not just on websites, but other places. And teach people not just what it is and what the problem is, but what to do about it. Mm-hmm. We need to have prevention in our education, because when we're talking about anything, we need to make sure that that education is designed around specific skills that kids are learning about, things like how to relate to one another, how to make decisions, how to report if they hear or see violence, how to role play and interact with one another related to relationships. And we have a lot of curriculum that does those types of things, but we need to make sure that we're looking at particular competencies. It's also about marketing and social marketing and norming. And one thing that's happened with bullying around the country is that people, when they misunderstand definitions of bullying, sometimes everything seems to fall into that category. And sometimes things are much different than that. So there are things that can be handled through conflict resolution. There are things that are actually, you know, prejudice and discrimination and hate that we need to be dealing with, and they're crossing over to that. So we need to make sure that we're educating people specifically about what that is and what to do about it. We want to make sure that people don't think that it's normal behavior to bully or be bullied. We don't want people to think that if they are engaging in bullying behavior that they're doing something that all kids do. We want them to want to change that behavior that they have. And then we want to make sure that as adults, that there is a component for every teacher where they're actually consistent about what they see and how they handle it. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that they're responding every time. So if they go to first period and bullying happens in the classroom and the teacher handles it differently than the teacher in third period, that inconsistency is very confusing to kids and creates an environment that doesn't feel safe. Mm-hmm.
Now that you're not showing Teen Truth anymore, what is the Washoe County School District now showing or using to open these conversations and discussions about bullying?
Well, what we're doing as a district is we are working with the Collaborative for Academic Social and Emotional Learning, and we have a coordinator of social emotional learning, Trish Schaefer, and she's working with them on some decision-making, self-management, self-awareness, relationship skills, and really not, we're moving away from programs like methamphetamine every 15 minutes, you know, those reality-based things like Teen Truth, and we're moving towards a real soft approach to skills and not videos.
Catherine Loudon is the Director of Counseling at the Washoe County School District. Catherine Loudon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.